You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Sean.
Welcome back, everybody.
Sean, today, we're going to talk about how God is good using a story from the Bible.
That's right, Julie.
In last season, we talked about Jesus. We learned about some of the amazing things he did, how he died on the cross for our sin, was buried in the tomb, and came back to life.
Then, guess what? Jesus went back to heaven. I bet all his friends and followers, the disciples, were really sad, though. I mean, if I had been there, I'd feel really sad and alone, maybe even afraid if Jesus left.
You're right, Sean. They probably did feel all of those things. But did you know that before Jesus went back to heaven, he told them it was actually good that he was going?
Whoa, what? How could it be good that Jesus was leaving them? He did so many amazing things with them. He taught them. He healed so many people. How is it better for Jesus to leave them all by themselves?
That's just it, Sean. Jesus promised that they would not be alone. He promised that he would send them a helper.
A helper, huh? What kind of helper? Like the line leader at school?
Well, not quite. The helper that Jesus promised is a very special kind of helper. Like when someone's in need or is having trouble, they might need help from a helper. We have all kinds of helpers around us, like nurses and police officers and teachers.
Right. Well, those are people who can definitely help when you need it. But Jesus is pretty helpful too. I mean, come on, he's Jesus. Why do you think he sent a different helper?
Great question, Sean. I see your point. Maybe we should talk to a real life helper. You know, someone who can help us.
Aha, I see what you did, Julie. I know just the person. And this person is extra cool because they drive a big red fancy fire truck. They're called a firefighter. Let's say firefighter together.
Firefighter.
Did someone say firefighter? Where's the fire? I'm here to help.
Hey, it's our good friend and fire chief, Jenny. Welcome to the show, Chief. We're sorry if we caused you alarm. We were just talking about helpers and how Jesus promised to send a helper when he went back to heaven.
Oh, well, firemen and women are amazing helpers. Our hearts burn with passion for helping people and keeping people safe. But I think that the helper Jesus is talking about might be more able to help.
So what do you do, Fire Chief Jenny?
Well, I help people in my community. I help them understand how to stay safe and prevent fires. I teach firefighters how to put fires out, and I tell people what to do during emergencies.
Wow, that sounds like a really important and also a really hard job.
It can be hard at times, and so I need God's help to do it.
Wait, I thought firefighters were brave and strong, that they didn't need help.
Sean, everybody needs help. It's not weak or silly to ask for or need help. God knows our weaknesses, and he made us to need others and him. You see, the helper that Jesus promised to send was the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is God.
That's right. We learned that the one true God is three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three in one.
Yes, and Jesus called the Holy Spirit the helper because he helps God's people. Firefighters help the community, the group of people who live in one town. But the Holy Spirit, he helps all of God's people, everyone who loves and trusts him.
I get it. The Holy Spirit is like a superhero that goes around helping God's people. Kapow!
Not exactly. See, he is amazing and he does help people. But the Holy Spirit is just that, a spirit who is not like us. For one, the Holy Spirit doesn't have a body. I'm only one person with a body like Jesus. I can't be everywhere to help everyone all the time, nor can any superhero. But that's why it's better for Jesus to go back to heaven and send the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit can. The Holy Spirit can and does help God's people everywhere.
Well, how does he help exactly? Like, does he put out fires like you, Fire Chief Jenny?
He could. The Holy Spirit is God, so he can do anything. And that would sure save me a lot of time and trouble. But the Bible says that one of the ways that the Holy Spirit helps God's people is that he gives them new hearts that love and trust Jesus. Even though we can't see him, the Holy Spirit is with us and helps us become more and more like Jesus.
So let me get this straight. The Holy Spirit is in more than one place at a time, helping all of God's children become more like Jesus?
Yes. Isn't that amazing? There are things that seem hard for us to understand about the Holy Spirit, but the Bible says that we can ask Him to help us understand Him more. And guess what? That's another way that He helps us. The Holy Spirit helps us understand God's Word and to talk to God when we pray. Pretty helpful, huh?
That is so helpful. And so are you. Thanks for joining us and sharing what you know, Chief.
Of course. I hope I answered all of your burning questions, and I hope that this helps you learn even more as you hear today's story from the Bible.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It's from God and about God, and it's true. So let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. God, we do thank You for Your word. And we thank You for Jesus, who is the truth, and the Holy Spirit, who helps us to understand and believe who You are and what You've done. Amen.
Last week, we learned that Jesus went back to heaven and is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. But before Jesus went back to heaven, He told His friends and followers, the disciples, that they should go and tell everyone everywhere the good news about Him.
That's right, Sean. All people need to know that Jesus came to save sinners, because we are all sinners. He wants all people everywhere to love and trust Jesus and be with Him forever.
Whew, that is a big job to tell all people everywhere about Jesus. But remember, Jesus told His disciples that someone would come to help them and that someone was the Holy Spirit. On the count of three, let's say Holy Spirit. One, two, three.
Holy Spirit. Just like the Father is God and Jesus is God, the Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is called the Helper. He helps God's children talk with God and understand the Bible. The Holy Spirit was going to come help Jesus' disciples obey God and tell everyone all about Jesus.
God is good, and He was coming to help His people. The disciples obeyed Jesus and waited for the Helper to come. Then, on a day called Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came to them right in the house where they were waiting. On the count of three, let's say Pentecost. One, two, three.
Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit came, the house was filled with a sound like a mighty rushing wind. Everyone, make a wind sound. And then fire appeared above them in the house.
But the fire didn't burn them. This fire was a way to show them that the Holy Spirit had come to help them in a special way. And they started doing some pretty special things.
Yeah, the Bible tells us that people started speaking in lots of languages that they didn't even know. It may have sounded something like this.
Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins."
Have you ever heard someone speak in another language? People in the town heard them talking and recognized the languages they were speaking. The disciples were speaking in their languages. Whoa!
Let's get an even closer look at this story by reading what those people said from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the New Testament, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 7 through 8. I'll give you a moment to find it. Acts 2, 7 through 8. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Acts 2, 7 through 8 says, "And they were amazed and astonished, saying, 'Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language?'" The people were amazed that the disciples were speaking in all of their different languages. Can you show me your amazed face? The disciples were praising God for all the amazing things He had done to send Jesus to save sinners.
The Helper came, and immediately the disciples started telling other people about Jesus in many different languages. Jesus told the disciples to wait for the Helper, and He came. From that day on, He started helping them go and tell people all over the world about Jesus. God is good.
God is good, Sean. And Jesus came to save sinners, and the Holy Spirit comes to help Jesus' followers. And He is still helping Jesus' followers today. The Holy Spirit helps them know they are sinners, helps them to pray, and helps them to understand the Bible and share the truth about God with others, because God is good.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 Second Fly-Through Review.
And our friend Chief Jenny is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Chief.
All right. I'm going to ask you 7 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together to see if you got it right.
Okay, is everybody ready? Because
here we go!
Question 1. Who did Jesus send to be with his disciples and help them?
The Holy Spirit.
Question 2. The Holy Spirit helps God's people in lots of ways, like he gives us new hearts, he helps us talk to God, and helps us to understand the
Bible.
Question 3. What was the day called when the Holy Spirit came to the disciples?
Pentecost.
Question 4. When the Helper came, what did it sound like?
Wind. Whoosh.
Question 5. What appeared above their heads but did not hurt them?
Fire.
Question 6. Who heard and understood the disciples when they were speaking in different languages?
People from all over the world who were in the city.
Last question. Did those people love and trust Jesus?
Yes, lots of them. How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? We sure hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. The most important thing you can do is ask the Holy Spirit to give you a new heart that loves and trusts Jesus, and then to give you the courage to go and tell someone else about him. And maybe you could learn how to say, Jesus loves you, in another language.
As we finish up our time together today, let's worship God through a song that reminds us that God is good.
God is G-O-O-D. He has always been G-O-O-D. Will forever be G-O-O-D to you and me. Always been G-O-O-D. Will forever be G-O-O-D to you and me. G-O-D, G-O-O-D is our G-O-D, G-O-O-D is our G-O-D, G-O-O-D is our G-O-D.
God is good.
for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
And if you'd like to read more about Jesus sending the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, you can turn to Acts 2, 7, and 8 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about this show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Later!